Welcome to Some Say I'm Gifted, where we teach you the magic of walking in your spiritual gifts and how it can help you navigate this crazy life, and helping you understand that even though we're in this world, we are not of it. So take a deep breath, relax your shoulders, and let's get real.
Hello, world.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I'm Tess. This is Some Say I'm Gifted. And this is...
Hey, I'm Morgan. Nice to see you guys.
And this is Danielle. And Danielle's going to be interviewed by me and Morgan. We're pretty hard girls to deal with on getting to know you. You know that? Getting to know? Okay. Yeah. That's what we're talking about today. We're going to get to know people in this room. But before we do that, I've got a question. Ooh, I'm so excited.
A question for us?
For yes. And for... everybody, for audience, I want you to reach out, Some Say I'm Gifted, on Facebook, on Instagram.
Wherever you're listening
email.
To this.
Yes.
Leave a review.
All the ways.
Yes. SomeSayI'mGifted@gmail.com. We will talk about it if you talk. If you talk to us, we'll talk to you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And we've got a shout out.
Yeah, yeah. So, I think that Danielle should answer this, then I'll go. Okay?
Okay.
My favorite breakfast meal.
My favorite breakfast meal. Oh boy. Lately, I really just like some cheesy scrambled eggs, some crispy bacon, and a little side of toast with jelly. And normally I put my scrambled eggs on my toast with jelly and eat it that way. So, yeah. I'd say that's
disgusting.
that's different.
This
Danielle.
Is a judgment-free zone. Okay, everyone.
No, I mean, we are not judging, but like if something's gross, it's gross.
All right, listen, y'all tell me if you do it that way or not, okay?
Yeah, I'd love to know.
Go ahead, Morgan.
Yeah, so I don't generally like breakfast food too much. Kind of picky with breakfast food, but my favorite breakfast meal, I take rice, like white rice, jasmine rice, and lime juice, and then that's like the base, and then I add seared, like, blackened salmon on top with avocado.
For breakfast?
Yeah, for breakfast. I love salmon for breakfast.
Do you eat this at 7:30 in the morning?
I used to whenever I'd make breakfast. I don't really eat breakfast now. I usually just like have a protein
That's
shake.
That's disgusting.
And go. It's food. No, it's a delicious meal. It's just at the improper time.
Oh.
Uh-huh. I don't like salmon.
Oh, well, that's your problem.
I mean, I don't mind salmon, but like more of a 5 p.m. salmon girl over here.
I mean, after like noon on, if you're going to eat it, like.
Yeah.
I cube it up and it's with the avocados and the fried, or the, not fried, but grilled onions.
I am never making strawberry gravy again for you. It's disgusting.
That's not kind.
Okay. Well, you eat salmon for breakfast. Sorry if people do that on a regular. The last word, I think the reason I'm. My ex-husband used to eat salmon for breakfast, and I was pregnant with Stokes, and he would be like, smell.
Oh, God, no. Oh, I wouldn't.
That's why I can't eat salmon now. Honestly, I used to love it. I can't eat it now.
Well, that makes sense. PTSD.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me know if you eat salmon for breakfast. I feel very alone.
So, I love, this is going to, you think hers was crazy. I love toast or like a bagel, plain bagel, cream cheese, apricot jelly, everything bagel seasoning on top. Now, that is amazing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's an interesting combination right there. Okay. Specifically apricot jelly.
Yeah, I have a thing with apricot jelly.
Okay. It sounds like it needs prosciutto.
Oh, that would, prosciutto would be great on it.
Yeah, I love apricots and prosciutto.
I like cantaloupe and prosciutto. That's my fave.
I've had that since you gave it to me. I've been like, that's so good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's like the new and improved pigs in a blanket. Like, so much.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Like, sorry, flashbacks to my childhood. You said pigs in a blanket.
Oh, my God. She was homeschooled, so don't worry about being bullied. Okay. All right, guys. Enough about Morgan. We're going to talk about Danielle.
Woohoo.
So, Danielle, tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, we're going to start out with questions. We're going to feed off those questions. Where are you from originally?
Originally, I am from PA, Collegeville, Pennsylvania. It's right outside King of Prussia. Yep. Taylor Swift area up there for all of you Swifties out there. She's from PA, not too far away from where I grew up. So I grew up in, Pennsylvania. Shout out to all my homies up there still. I do not live there anymore, though. So.
Okay. Did you, like, you went to high school, college?
I did, yes.
Okay. When you were in college, what was your major?
I studied marine biology. So I had a marine biology major with a minor in professional writing. I
went to
Coastal Carolina University in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Graduated in 2019. And I wanted to be a marine biologist ever since I was in fifth grade. Very specific. But I was 12 years old and I was like, I love animals and I love being in the water. So let's just merge the two together and go for marine biology.
Absolutely. Was it hard for you to move from Pennsylvania to Myrtle Beach without your family?
You know, it would have been if my family hadn't came with me.
What?
Yeah. Right. So freshman year of high school, I had started looking at colleges and I found Coastal Carolina University while looking for places that had marine biology degrees that you could get. And I always wanted to live near the coast. So I thought, you know, why not apply? And actually I got in, I got accepted my senior year of high school, but I ended up not going right away just because my parents were like, we'll help you out if you stay in state with tuition. So I went to Kutztown University in Lancaster, Pennsylvania for the first 2 years and then transferred down to Coastal Carolina University the same year that my parents bought a house in Myrtle Beach and my sister decided to go to Coastal Carolina that year as well. So my whole family came with me to Myrtle Beach.
Not many people take your family to college.
Yeah. I did. Just pack them up with you.
Right.
That's really interesting. So because you're a marine biologist, is that what you do now?
It's not actually, that's not what I do. So I am a real estate agent. I'm your home girl.
Yes.
So I'm a real estate agent. It is a long story as to how we got here, but basically I graduated from Coastal Carolina University in 2019 and the panic started to set in. What am I going to do for a job, right? And they don't prepare you for that when you're a marine biology major looking for a marine science job, then it might be a little difficult for you to get something that's going to pay you enough to be able to live. There's a lot of internships with stipends, but in terms of like a career, it's going to take a long time to get into it. So interestingly enough, my husband, then boyfriend at the time, we went on vacation to the Outer Banks a couple of months after I graduated, and I walked in to a newspaper office, out of all things, and I got a job as a reporter and a journalist. I had a minor in professional writing. I had done an internship with photojournalism and wildlife conservation, and I kind of thought, well, maybe we'll go the writing route and see if I can then, you know, make a career out of writing, merge it with my background in marine science and do the photojournalism thing for a while. While I was on the Outer Banks, the $12 an hour journalist job that I had was not paying the bills.
Surprising.
And, you know, I mean, the cost of living on an island, you can imagine, is a little high.
Yeah.
So I really, and I needed some flexibility with my job. You know, I was working, news is 24/7.
Yeah.
So I was on call all the time. So I covered an event for a real estate company, and I saw, you know, the flexibility in their schedule, but also how you could make as much as you wanted to put into it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I got my real estate license in 2020, and now I am a real estate agent. Such a crazy...
Yeah, but through that, you've had some pretty interesting experiences.
Yes, yes.
And you've even been on TV.
I have been on TV, yeah. So I sold a house down in Avon on the Outer Banks of North Carolina mm-hmm. to a young couple who was actually from Pennsylvania. And it's a really cool house. It's actually a tridecagon, which is a 13-sided house. It's called Circle in the Sand. Look it up. Hashtag Circle in the Sand. John and Justine, shout out. And Beachfront Bargain Hunt Renovation reached out to me personally, emailed me right before Christmas and asked if my clients would be willing to be on an episode mm-hmm. While they're renovating their home, because they wanted to, after they purchased it, they wanted to rent it out, but they needed to do a bunch of renovations first because it was an older home. So in April of the next year, we went on Beachfront Bargain Hunt Renovation, and it premiered in August. So yeah, our episode is called Outer Banks Weekend Warriors. So
that's great.
Yeah.
So you said earlier, at the time husband, or at the time boyfriend, but now husband. So you're married.
I am married, yes.
Do you have children?
I do not have children. I have two fur babies that I adore, two Australian shepherds that you guys have heard me talk about before, that I pretty much treat as my children. But no, it's just my husband and I. We got married last year, last July, and we just moved to Wilmington not too long ago in April, so we haven't been there too long earlier this year.
Do you like it there?
I love it.
I mean, we've been to the Yeah, the Outer Banks, Kettleville Hills. There's an energy there that's intense.
I don't think, like, people understand until they're there.
I never understood. Like, I had heard, and I was like, arr. And then we went, and I was like, I think it was your first time there, my second time there, and I was like, it's a little funky, isn't it? And you were like, yeah, so.
The energy is, like, just very low.
I mean, the ground isn't really solid there, right? I mean, yeah. You're living on a sandbar, and the yeah. tides are so strong, which we've talked about before, so everything's kind of out of whack to begin with, and there's all these people that are populating the area, and everything's shifting constantly. I mean, even in the homes, you can see, you know, since I'm a realtor, we walked into a lot of homes, and the you know, you can see how the house has shifted. You can see the cracks in the foundation and on the walls and the drywall. So everything's just moving constantly. So it's very hard to stay grounded there. And for somebody, you know, for people that do operate on a higher vibration, higher frequency, it really does kind of get to you after a while. But it's, yeah, if you've never been to the Outer Banks, definitely go check it out and see what we're talking about. Because once you spend a weekend there or a week there, it's...
And it's really secluded, right? Like, it's really small.
It takes like 2 hours to get out to the Outer Banks from the mainland.
It is. I mean, the first time I went, me and my husband went, we'll get into it like while we were down there, but... Yeah. We went, and it was my birthday weekend, and I am telling you, I thought that it was going to be like, we were going to be murdered.
Mm.
Just out and out, let's be honest, we're going to be murdered.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way around it. Because it was real crazy. And there was, like, some spots that it was questionable. I mean...
Yeah, it was a little questionable.
It's interesting. You know, my husband and I, his name's Eric, and after we had lived there for a while, we kind of came to the conclusion that a lot of people go there to find themselves, or they're like running away from something.
Yeah.
They're trying to figure out their life. Yeah. And they either then just decide to stick it out for the rest of their lives and continue living in this kind of limbo, or they figure it out and they move on. It's so transient, you know, and that's why it was really hard to make friends there, because everybody was in and out all the time. Everybody kept coming and going. And yeah,
it's, I think it's seasonal too.
It's seasonal. Yeah. It's like a stopping point in a lot of people's lives, I feel. So
yeah.
I'm grateful for having been there, because it got me into real estate. It
and other things, yeah.
Yeah, and other things. Lots of other things that we will talk about. But it was just an interesting time living there.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
That's really great. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite food?
My favorite food. I love food. I will say, my favorite meal is spaghetti and meatballs. My dad's side of the family is very Italian. Mm-hmm. I'm 50% Italian for sure. That's how it probably comes out more so than others. But my mom used to make spaghetti and meatballs for us, homemade meatballs. And my dad used to make homemade spaghetti sauce every Tuesday night, because my sister and I had dance practice. I don't know why that coordinated, but my mom would always make spaghetti meatballs, because we would be at dance class late, and then we would come home and we would just have it ready to go. So I love spaghetti meatballs. We would have it once a week for a long time, and now I have a wonderful meatball recipe that Tess has shared with me, and I make my own meatballs, and it's something that my husband requests frequently. So
they're pretty good. Yeah. I have to. That recipe is amazing.
Delicious.
Okay, what is something not a lot of people know about you?
I feel like there are a lot of things. But I think one thing people don't really know about me is that when I was on the Outer Banks, life was really tough and I struggled a lot.
Yeah.
I struggled a lot. You know, it's funny because, I mean, I say it's funny, but it's actually not. Before I moved to the Outer Banks, I didn't really feel like people could get depressed.
Yeah.
And being on a secluded island with my husband, who we had only been together a year at that point, moving away from my family,
mm-hmm.
It left me in a place of I was depressed, and I was going through a lot of hardships, which is, you know, something that I would love to get into at some point. But I think that a lot of people don't understand that what I was going through there was not the best, even though on the outside everything seemed perfectly okay.
Yeah, you're living the beach life.
I know, living the beach life, living the dream, like, you know, living on the coast, which is something I always wanted to do, building a career. But yeah, no, there was definitely years in there where it was really, really tough for me to make it work. And, you know, I've grown from it. I've met you guys, and it's changed my life. So many things have, and I'm in a much better place, but that was hard for a while.
So what made you want to do this podcast, and what's something you want people to take away from it?
Wow, that's a great question. I really wanted to do this podcast because I have felt like in my life I didn't have a voice. and I didn't have, people really didn't want to hear what I had to say. And I want this to be a place where people can feel like they can tell us anything and they can ask questions and they can feel like this is a safe place for people to come and talk about anything they need to talk about. Like with you ladies, I found this place of I can come bearing myself, you know, flaws and all, and you'll accept me for who I am. And that's something that has been really hard for me to find in my life and feel like I truly am accepted. So I wanted to do this podcast, one, for people to know that it's okay to embrace the things that you don't find the greatest about yourself and understand that there are a lot of people going through similar things and that you have a place and a place at the dinner table, a place to conversate and open up and have people that care about you. Yeah.
So how did you meet me and then Morgan?
Wow. I'm going to try to keep this story short. But basically, I was living on the Outer Banks. It was 2020. The pandemic was going on. And I was in a really dark place. Doctors were telling me that I had all kinds of things. Hyperthyroidism, MS. I needed to get CAT scans. They needed to monitor my heart because I was having panic attacks every day. I had a lot of anxiety. I was to the point where I, you know, was working this dead-end job that I hated. And this was before I found real estate. And I didn't know where life was going to go. And I was to the point where I was like, is it worth living a life that, you know, every day I'm waking up and having anxiety and wondering when my next panic attack is going to come, or no life at all? And Eric came home one day and he was like, hey, did you see that sign down the street? And I was like, what sign are you talking about? And he was like, oh, there's this sign down the street on this teal building that says healer. And he was like, I know we've talked about how you're into Reiki and all that stuff. And why don't you go check it out? So I reached out to the Mountain Gypsies on Facebook. Tess's mom, Kat, had set up shop there not too long before. And I got a healing and I met Kat. And what was supposed to be like a half hour healing was, I say, an hour long redemption period, a reintroduction to who God is. And it changed my entire life. So I met Kat through that. And then I took a Reiki 1 class with her. And shortly after that, she went back to Tennessee.
And she was diagnosed with breast cancer.
She was diagnosed with breast cancer, which she did not tell me at the time. She just said she was going back to Tennessee to be with her family for a while. She didn't know when she was going to be back. But I found out through Facebook that she had been diagnosed with breast cancer. And then in February, so I met her in October. In February, she passed away.
In 2021, yeah.
Yeah. And I was kind of lost for a little bit there because I had met this person who offered me a space to be able to come in and change my entire life. And then she was gone. And I didn't even know her for that long. But I felt like I needed to continue learning and growing with the Gypsies. So I tried my darndest to get in contact with Tess, her daughter, who had taken over for her mom, became the matriarch of the Mountain Gypsies. And we got in contact. I think I messaged you on
You had this. Reached out to Carolyn, which is someone else that works with us.
Yes.
And I don't know if, I think Carolyn was going through her own grieving process, and it took Carolyn a little while to tell me. And then finally, I was like, give her my number. Mm-hmm. I had gone through some allergy issues and had lost my voice, so talking to me was not easy.
It was a little tough.
I lost my voice for like 2 years, so yeah. It was rough. But she and I started working together, and then we started doing classes together, and before you know it, she was coming to Tennessee, barely knew me. She met Carolyn and Charlie, who work with us as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And she started doing classes with us, and we're here now.
Yeah, and I met Morgan not a couple years ago at this point, I guess.
Met at Tessa's wedding.
That's true.
Yes. Yeah.
I came to your wedding, and that was in 2021, the same year.
October.
Yeah. So I came to Tessa's wedding, I met Morgan, and we've been working together pretty much ever since. But I feel like I've known you guys for so much longer than just a few years.
All right, so what is something you like to do for fun?
I like to write. I write a lot. You know, I think part of the reason I wanted to pursue journalism was because writing was always an outlet for me.
Yeah.
You know, I used to write like poems and song lyrics when I was growing up. But when I started taking creative writing classes in college, I learned that I actually kind of had a little bit of a knack for it. And I wanted to work on those skills. So I love to write. I have a column actually with the paper, the newspaper in the Outer Banks, the Coastland Times. It's called The Bright Side. And I write to that. But I also just write all kinds of things in my free time.
Currently, you're working on a book.
Currently, I am working on a book that is going...
We're going to be talking about more later.
Yes.
But it's pretty interesting, I would say.
It is a life goal of mine to have written a book. And the fact that I have this opportunity to write this one is beyond exciting. And I cannot wait to share more about it. We are pumped.
Yeah, we're pretty excited. Okay. What song best describes you at this point in your life?
Oh, boy. I would say Happy by, I think it's by Pharrell. He sings that song. I'm so happy. I have, moving to Wilmington has really like changed my life. I know that probably sounds a little dramatic, but it's true. I'm really happy. I'm happy with, you know, my marriage. I'm happy with, you know, the life we've created for ourselves. I'm getting to the goals that I have pursued for such a long time. And I feel like I finally have the resources and the tools to be able to get myself, you know, out of the funks easier.
Yeah.
And just continue to grow and learn and to have the opportunity to do things like this. So yeah, I would say that's the defining song for my life currently.
All right. That's awesome. If you could pick one sponsor for this podcast, who would it be and why?
I might steal Morgan's on this, but it would absolutely be 7 Brew. Shout out 7 Brew Coffee. Your coffee is by far the best I've ever had. And we are coffee fiends, Morgan and I. So we actually went there this morning.
Yeah, we go there every morning. Every morning you've seen our podcast, we've gotten 7 Brew.
Yes, we have. So I would shout out 7 Brew if you're watching this. Come to Wilmington and Charlotte, but also sponsor this podcast because we will put your cups on display.
Yeah,
if nothing else. Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all the questions we have for you. Thank you for being honest and open with us. Guys, if you have any questions for Danielle, reach out to us. Please leave a review, like, subscribe, share, get the word out. And we'll talk to you soon.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.